Oh dear. Okotoks will continue to move forward with the creation of an urban deer strategy and action plan to address issues raised by the town's Urban Deer Task Force, UDTF. The UDTF was created in 2019 and has reviewed issues, conducted research, spoke to wildlife experts and developed a list of recommendations surrounding policy development and conflict management suggestions, according to the town. Urban Forest Parks technician Gordon White said the group has since disbanded following the release of its final report. One of the short-term proposals made by the UDTF was the introduction of residential fencing. A pilot program was launched in April 2021 and was extended to April 2023 by council in March. Another bylaw was also implemented as a result of the UDTF's report. The Deer and Wildlife Fed and Attractants Bylaw came into effect last July as a way to regulate intentional and unintentional feeding of the animals on private property. It might be one of the biggest contributing factors to our problem, said White. The deer don't go if they're being fed and then become very comfortable around people. The town said park staff will begin leaving informational door hangers at homes in areas where feeding is evident to increase awareness. Continued non-compliance with the bylaw should be referred to municipal enforcement, which can be contacted at 403-938-8913. It's going to take a while to reverse that behavior and reduce the deer's desire to keep coming to these places that are a regular food source, White added. As part of its public education campaign, Okotoks held a Gardening with Urban Deer course last month, where attendees learned how to develop their yards while decreasing their deer attraction. There will also be a new program launching this summer where residents can arrange appointments for park staff to come and assess their yard to make recommendations for lessening their deer appeal. Advice will include tips on plant species, fencing, and overall yard design. Appointments can be made by calling 403-995-6333 or emailing horticulture@okotoks.ca. White said there has been significant interest in the pilot program via the horticulture hotline. Okotoks has and will continue to collaborate with Fish and Wildlife as it relates to task force recommendations, according to the town. The next step is to give consideration to more long-term strategies to address the deer situation in town. Later this year, council will be provided with possible tactics and costs associated with implementation. White said it will likely be several years before the effectiveness of new measures will be observed, except for the residential fencing project, which has seen more immediate effect. For more information about the UDTF and existing strategies, visit okotoks.ca/urban-deer.